This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Greg Hill Show is brought to you by Feldman Land Surveyors.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Well, Curtis is off recharging his batteries. In fact, I believe that we can get a check on that. Is that correct, Ken?
Yes, indeed.
All right.
The Chris Curtis battery level is currently at 15%.
Hi, it's WEEI's Chris Curtis.
Please put back on charger.
All right. So Curtis will be back at some point. I don't know when, but he's recharging the batteries.
Okay.
Probably going through the millennial midlife crisis early, like all millennials, yeah. As we discussed.
Didn't want to pay one of his bills this month.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Could be what it is. At some point, Danielle, we don't have time right now because I want to hear Wiggy defend Antonio Brown, but at some point we have to discuss the odd kink fetish that you brought up inadvertently in the meeting this morning.
So to trap me in conversation.
Maybe we'll have time for that. So AB turned himself in last night. Arrived at the police station in Florida with several family members. What about did he have the preacher? Sometimes if you bring the religious man with you, sometimes they go lighter on you.
Yeah.
Did he have like his family?
I don't know if he brought a priest or a pastor. Okay. Or maybe he brought a deacon with him.
Maybe, know? Yeah.
Sometimes you get a little sympathy when you roll, yeah. You roll
man
in.
Man of the cloth.
Yeah. So he's in custody. Authorities do believe that he was high at the time of the incident.
So high.
And maybe that'll be some kind of a defense that could be used. You could blame it on
is that defense in court?
Blame it on the marijuana.
I was on the pot. It's duress.
Yeah.
He should just blame it on the CTE. I threw the rock because it's the CTE.
He should,
it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we heard Larry the lawyer yesterday on this show during Ask an Attorney say that he thinks CTE will be a viable defense.
Ooh.
That attorneys will be able to use in the future.
Now we can really be lawless.
Before you give us your defense, which I think involves, as you said earlier this morning, the cost of moving for AB moving his property across the country, the 911 call from the moving truck driver has been released. I want to share that with you this morning. So AB was having his stuff brought from it was California. Correct?
Yeah, correct.
To Florida. And the moving truck arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Guy presented the bill, which was $4,000. AB was unhappy with that. Threw a rock at the vehicle, several rocks perhaps.
Winner.
And did damage to the vehicle. That led to a physical altercation. Here is the 911 call.
Broward County Regional Communications, may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have a situation here. I'm making a delivery. I'm a truck driver. I'm making delivery, and the guy is high, he smoked, he threatened me, he's trying to fight, he throws stones in my truck, and the company's truck, so I need the policeman, I need to make a report.
Okay, stay right on the phone with me. Okay, and tell me exactly what happened.
I'm trying to make delivery to the gentleman.
Okay.
According to the contract, he has to pay the balance prior to unloading. I showed him his stuff, opened the door. So the guys refused to pay in a proper form. It has to be cash or postal money orders. I say you can pay whatever, but with the company. So he's threatening me. He's trying to fight. He jumped on the door. He throws the door.
Okay, so he's attempting to make a delivery, and the subject...
Yes, you can do whatever you want, guys. Wait a second, I'm with a police officer online. Yes, the point is I don't want to fight with him. I'm not there position fight, so there are several of them. He's high, he smokes, he throws stones in the truck. I've got to, so it's little damage to something.
And you believe he's on something?
Oh, absolutely. He's smoking in front of me.
And he's smoking drugs?
No. So he is definitely hyper because one of his buddies was trying to fight with him to cool him down.
And you believe he's on, you said he's smoking something in front of you?
He did, yes.
Okay.
He tried to grab the keys from my hand, so.
Okay, sir. Where are the weapons that he had now, the rocks? Does he still have them in his hand?
They right in front of his building. He grabbed them several and tried to throw them in the truck.
This guy's like, can you just send a cruiser?
She's so like as like a 911 operator. Her just she's like disconcerned. It's like, yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, they have to get the info for the responding officers. They need to know what they're coming up on.
Is he smoking right now?
Yeah, he's smoking right in front of me.
Well, where did he get the rocks?
He's got a giant bale in his mouth. He's got a giant spleef in his face.
Is he still throwing the rocks? Yes, at his glass house.
Yes. Where'd he get them? They're from the garden in front. He grabbed two rocks. He threw it. I just make delivery.
I love the fact that she said, was he on
something?
And you believe he's on something?
That's what my mom used to say about my friends.
Yeah.
She'd say, is that kid on something?
Erratic behavior, definitely.
On something.
Yep. So your issue is what? The guy was charged too much for the cross-country move?
I don't know. Initially, because usually if you move cross-country, right,
you
pay something up front. You get a quote, you pay up front, then you know what the bill is, and you pay half up front, the other half when they drop it off and make sure everything, nothing damaged and all that other good stuff.
Yeah.
But AB saying that it was his assistant that never told him that he owed the $4,000.
Oh, okay.
So who knows? Did he pay $10,000?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the guy says, listen, you owe another $4,000. And he's like,
I could see that happening. That doesn't explain why he needed to throw rocks at the vehicle.
He's saying that the other guy threw rocks at the vehicle. His trainer,
right,
threw the rocks. So.
Right, he was just an innocent bystander.
Well, I don't know. I mean, until we get all the information here, Greg.
Does he still have them in his hand?
I think we got all the information.
But he said there were several people out there.
He was high as a kite. I mean, the guy was...
You think that guy really knew who Antonio Brown was? So how do we know which one's high?
I think he has a rage problem, Antonio Brown.
He did turn himself in looking like Dolomite, which is pretty cool.
Oh.
That suit.
With the suit? Oh, my God.
Really nice suit on. It was,
turquoise.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is that the truck took 6 weeks to arrive. I mean, it's coming from California, not China. I mean, what's going on there? So he's probably already frustrated with that. I've moved many a times. It doesn't take 6 weeks to go across the country.
Well, maybe they planned it out that way ahead of time and scheduled it. They're like, okay, we'll do this pickup here, but because of logistics, we can't get it to you till XYZ.
So 6 weeks later?
Wiggy, here's a 617 text. Don't you think his family members and friends
should help
should forcefully commit him?
Yes, he needs help. He can't, like I said, he's way out at sea. He can't see the shoreline no more.
Yeah.
He's swimming for that volleyball. He needs some help back.
They should force him to get mental assistance. He's in a bad way.
Yeah.
He really is in a bad way.
Well, it's the people around, but they're not going to force him because the people around them are enabling him to do this.
Yeah. This is Steve. Hello, Steve.
Good morning, people. How is everybody this morning?
Hey, Steve.
What's
Danielle, how are you?
Good.
I love you, buddy, right? I love you. But I got to tell you, I went from Winthrop to Beverly. It was $2,700. $4,000 is not too bad for going across the country.
Well, I don't know if it was four. I don't think it was $4,000 for going across the country. I've moved, with my career, I've moved many a times, and it is expensive to move. But I'm wondering how much the initial payment was or what was the amount that they agreed upon.
Well, you get a deal when you hire Boris Badenov as your moving truck driver.
Right.
I don't think you want to be talking about these people because just to assume he has accent. Like at one point where he was sounding almost like David Ortiz when he was going to say, guys, how great are the police?
Absolutely. He's smoking in front of me.
Yes, so we move you, Antonio, if we do it for $2,500. I know you got quoted at $3,000. We save you $500. And it'll take us 6 weeks to get there.
That woman wanted to know what kind of rocks they were. I mean, they're rocks.
Well, you have the weapons on you. Are they big rocks or are they small rocks?
Are they pebbles?
Yeah.
Do you still have them in his hand?
You know, they right in front of his building. He grabbed several and tried to throw them in the truck.
Lady, they rocks.
If I had cruiser, I could be here by now. What, you going to just send somebody, or you going to make me... This guy's trying to come into
poor
the guys,
like,
of the truck.
Just send the police already.
Yeah.
Yes, you can do whatever you want, guys.
Guys.
Wait, I'm a police officer online.
Poor guy just wants some help.
Right.
Get me some. I just want to dump this stuff off and head back to California.
Right. So what do the suspects look like? How many rocks does he have? How many rocks did he throw at you?
Well, so you would agree, even you would agree...
He needs help.
...that he needs help.
Yeah, he's definitely...
Do you think he ever makes it back to the NFL at this
point? No, but I think he's done with the NFL.
He's done.
You do.
Here's what I think he's doing. Now, this is just a conspiracy theory that I have. He's now entered the world of music and hip-hop, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what better way to get the publicity as a hip-hop artist or even a musician than to be this bad boy, right?
Right.
A bad boy.
Street cred.
Whatever, street cred, or you see it nowadays, get into fights with the police.
Right.
And now, because he dropped an album.
Yeah, this is it right here.
I just may hear my goal. If you plan to fail, then you fail to plan. I tell my girl I kept that pat. Like
I feel
NFL.
Like that sounds eerily similar to the turtle sex audio that we were playing the other day.
But that's no different than a lot of the music you hear now. Migos, DaBaby. I mean, he's kind of, trying to, and it seems like he's saying, you know what, I'm just going to go this hip hop artist route, see if I can maybe get in. They know me from the NFL. Now I'm turning into this bad boy. I'm throwing rocks at a moving company, and everybody thinks I'm crazy. I just dropping songs. I'm dropping albums. I'm going on tour.
We have to compare at some point this morning. We don't have time for it now, but we have to compare the turtle sex audio to the audio from Science. There's huge breaking news from Science this morning because of what they have been able to accomplish with a 3,000-year-old mummy. And this story has nothing to do with Glenn Ordway, but we'll have to compare that audio, Ken. All right, remind me about that.
Got it.
Right now, though, time to find out what is trending.
Mud at Night, weeknights 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. You can always count on the 99 Restaurants for hearty portions, real hearty portions, at a real value. And for an even greater value, be sure to check out the local paper this weekend for money-saving coupons. The 99 Restaurants, always the real deal. So Brown accounted for. The Brady stuff continues to be interesting. You had reports there from Schefter and Phil Perry of NBC Sports Boston that the Patriots need this locked up or have a decision by March 17th when free agency hits.
I mean, let's revisit your lead from 6 o'clock this morning, Ken, which is that you believe this is the Patriots speaking through Schefter and giving an ultimatum, which is directed at Tom, and is that if you don't have a deal done by the 18th, then that's it, and goodbye and farewell.
We're moving on. We're spending our money elsewhere. Here's Schefter.
I don't believe the New England Patriots are waiting till March 16th to get an answer from Tom Brady. I don't think that they're going to let Tom Brady go to free agency, all of a sudden sign with Team X, and then on March 20th say, well, what do we do at quarterback now?
Now, he brought up the Gronk comparison, that they got burned by Gronk last year.
Yeah.
Curran says Welker's a better comparison, though, because he was a true free agent. He went out there and tested the market, and when he came back, the Patriots had already moved on to Amendola and others.
Mm-hmm. Well, but he also does make, Schefter says, listen, what are the Pats are not going to allow Brady to do that because they have no backup plan. So if they're just going to let him go, what's their backup plan?
Stidham.
Is that the... That's why I said there's only two options. They're either going the cheap route, which is Stidham and a guy like Blake Bortles, and now your quarterback position is only eating up about $17 million, or you're re-signing Brady, because any other guy...
Those are the only two choices in your mind.
Only two choices that the Patriots do.
Another month and a half of this or so, Greg, but you're going to start to hear the stories will be of how good Stidham is. They're going to start coming out again. Yeah. Wait for that from Jeff Howe and others. By the way, Derek Carr, did you catch any of his quotes? He was a little irked at the Tom Brady to Vegas rumors. He said, I look forward to taking every snap in the new stadium. There was a lot of quarterbacks out at the Vegas fight. A lot of football players. It's like every time my job, it's always a story. So he's getting a little nervous out in Vegas. Derek Carr. All-Star Game weekend, NHL in St. Louis, Pro Bowl, and Wiggy's on this weekend, too. So that's another All-Star. NFL Sunday, right, Wiggy? You're still working on Sunday?
I am working. Never quit.
And there is a Drew Bledsoe E60 coming out, which could be interesting to some.
Oh, that sounds good.
It looks pretty good. Here's a little bit of the trailer if you want to hear some of it. Maybe he's telling some Brady secrets for the first time.
Did we get enough of this? I might actually tell the truth.
Barring any unforeseen circumstances, Tom will be the quarterback.
That was a bitter pill to swallow. I thought I was entitled to get my job back.
I was heartbroken.
Connecting Bledsoe to Brady, that's not the authentic story.
I could have torn down the whole show. If I had stayed on the field, we would have won a lot more Super Bowls. We'd have like eight of them.
Whoa. Could be good.
Wow.
Sunday night, 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And Mookie Betts trade rumors are now back in the fold. Alex Spear of the Globe confirming the original report from The Athletic that the Padres and the Red Sox have discussed Mookie for prospects and maybe Will Myers. So another month or so. Well, truck day is what? We're down to 10 days to truck day. Jeez.
Greg is excited. He's very excited.
And we're doing the show from spring training. Is that correct?
Correct.
I believe
the 12th, I think.
February 12th, we will bring you all of the exciting action from Fort Myers, Florida. Ooh,
sounds of baseball, the crack of the bat. I love it.
For a good, a good 3 days down there.
3 days.
Sounds like it's going to be intense.
Three full days of
baseball.
Can you call it hot stove if it's spring? I guess you can't
now
call
it hot
stove.
Mookie might still be traded during that week. That could be there.
Very exciting. I can't wait.
Me too. It's the Greg Hill Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Vegas, yeah, I drink Jaeger. Four bangers get serenaded by ladies basically naked. It's crazy, this life I take it, yeah. Everybody notice. White girls drink vodka sodas. Jack and Coke to get you open. Tequila shots are the dopest. And I love it, the way you look so fine. When I'm faded on my tension and tonic. But keep on getting persuaded that I want it. Crack the Jameson, invite all your lady friends. Tell that bartender, serve the fucking round again. Tell that bartender, make that motherfucker stronger. I wanna go all night long. A couple rounds going down like water. I wanna go all night long.
Wiggy, that's my man Sammy Adams, and I think I can share this information. I have commissioned Sammy to do the theme song for my new weekend show, Extra Sauce.
That's amazing.
Wow. Which will debut here on WEEI in a couple weeks.
When you said you had a hip-hop superstar.
Yeah, hip-hop superstar Sammy Adams.
Okay.
Yeah, Sammy Adams.
And no black hip-hop superstars?
Well,
WPS, Wiggy.
Yeah, I was going to say, with Greg, usually when he says hip-hop superstars, I'm thinking, all right, who's the white guy?
Yeah.
Which white rapper did
Sammy
you
Adams.
Get?
That's
a good, I mean, what, why does it matter?
Your, like, your voice gets very high when you're defending your racist tendencies.
Because his whole thing was, oh, you're gonna love this. You're gonna love this hip hop artist. Like, I'm thinking to myself, okay, man, is this dude? I know he didn't go get the Mingos for his for his Saturday hot sauce show. What is it called? Saucing?
Extra sauce.
Extra sauce. So
it's a restaurant bar. Spirits show.
Okay, so I'm thinking maybe Cardi B, the baby.
Just Offset.
Just Offset.
Just Offset, not the other two.
Quavo. The Migos, no Quavo, just Offset. I'm like, all right. And then here
Sammy
it is.
Sammy Adams.
Good. You know Greg when he says hip hop artists. Here comes the white rapper.
That's the guy I could get. That's the only one I could get.
Greg hung out with him at the Grand one time. They're best friends.
I do know Sammy.
I know.
I mean, he's a good local guy.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking forward to hearing the song.
Yeah, you're going to like it. I think you're going to like it.
Extra sauce.
Why is it so confusing?
It is confusing, the name Extra Sauce.
You're like Danielle K. Trotta, who can't remember what your name is, even though you work with her.
Extra Sauce.
Yeah.
I'm just going back to what Jeremy Wiggins said.
Jeremy Wiggins, speaking of WPS.
Right, and I'm going to have to check out Extra Sauce.
You're going to have to pay extra, though. Just you.
This is Justin.
For a free app.
Hello, Justin.
Greg, good morning.
What's happening?
Jerome, good morning.
It's Jeremy.
sorry, Jeremy. You know, and it's funny, Jermaine, you can tell Greg's a real 1%er because he didn't ask or request. He commissioned.
Commissioned. Yes. That's what one does with an artist.
Yes.
You commission
a song.
It's like when you commission a statue.
Or a painting, like Tony Soprano.
Right. Like Tony Soprano did with the horse.
With the horse. Yeah.
Commissioned.
Yeah.
With the horse.
Commissioned it.
With the hot.
I commissioned a rap tune.
Right. For my extra sauce Saturday show. You're going to love this hip-hop artist.
Well, I hope you're going to...
What's the matter with you?
I hope you'll be a guest on the show and talk about the new Popeye's iguana sandwich that they're introducing in Florida.
Oh. No, they ain't. Stop it.
Oh,
stop
he bit.
It.
He bit.
I believe it.
Yeah, no.
Listen,
no.
I knew a guy who ate raccoon.
Did you see the video of the iguana waking up from the coma, from the cold?
Terrifying. I'm not standing anywhere near that situation.
I know. It was it was horrifying. No. The thing's lying there, not in the prone position, Danielle.
Thank God.
Which is based on your discussion in the office this morning might be one that you find yourself in.
Judge me.
But the lying on its back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And in a coma because of the cold weather. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden it starts to warm up, sun comes out, and the iguana starts to come to life. And wants to go eat a human. Yeah. I mean, it's terrifying.
It's like when a possum is playing dead.
It's
and you
horrifying.
Check it, and then it's like...
Horrifying.
Like it's a comer.
So now he's in a comer.
A comer. Yeah.
A comer.
I really thought Chick-fil-A was having an iguana sandwich, man.
Comer would be if I decided to, like, get married but not take my spouse's last name, but we'd have to do the sharing of the last names. We could be comers.
Oh, okay. I thought it was when you just put somebody in a coma. Now she still fits these jokes.
Is it a comer or a comer?
Are you going to talk about the kink thing that you inadvertently brought up in the office
or not? What is this?
Huh?
Yeah,
kind of intrigued.
You
now.
Missed it.
And I get so many people complaining about the porn aspect on the show. I hate
to
get into it.
That's just Dave.
When Wiggy and Danielle get together, angry texter voice, all they do is talk about Pornhub. It's disgusting.
Well, we could talk about RedTube or...
YouPorn.
Yeah.
What is a BBC?
No, Danielle said inadvertently.
It's a broadcasting service in the British area.
She's found herself being intrigued by some sort of a clown kink fetish thing.
Yeah.
Which I don't know.
I like role play.
How did, where's the impetus for this?
Scrolling through the interwebs looking for some things and an article pop. I'm not going to give you my Google search string,
right.
But in the results of my search came this article about this couple from California, Locke Jester and Miss Candy, and they're into clown kink.
I hate clowns.
So what's the clown kink?
You've got the coulrophobia.
Well, I don't like. I think the original irrational fear for me was mimes.
Mimes. And then primates.
I don't like mimes.
Are mimes considered clowns?
Well, they're in the family. Okay. Like they're in the clown. They're mimes are in the clown family, but
I don't know if a mime would agree with that.
Yeah. But so these people are. How did they like? What is it exactly? Like
so, basically, they get off on dressing up like clowns.
Okay.
Doing body and face painting to get the clown look,
mm-hmm.
and then doing a clown role play and having the full sex after, dressed as clowns. No word on whether they've got the horn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what about the flower that squirts the water?
That's not water.
And the hand buzzard.
They don't need.
What do they do with the
hand? It needs a battery.
What do they do?
Battery is out. It's Bluetooth enabled. Thank you.
The flower is now in the genital region.
If you.
Please don't ever say that word again.
Please don't ever. Wiggy, that is how creepy is it, you saying the genital region.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, kids. It's kind of creepy.
Kind of.
And if you're somebody who saw any of the It movies,
mm-hmm.
then it's not a turn on whatsoever.
We all float in a different way.
I could see the movie. Wow, you have such big feet.
Hey, do those big shoes mean you're packing something big somewhere else?
Right. Well, she gets really excited when 12 of them roll out of the vehicle.
Hey, I get it. The joke goes out to grand.
Wow, I've never seen so many black clowns before.
So they did a TV interview recently, and I had Stiz Grimy grab some sound from that for us.
Okay.
We actually have a clown fetish. So I'm actually a kink clown, so I get turned on by clowning. I will get really sexually stimulated, even just from body painting. When there's a paintbrush that's like lightly going over your body, you can totally get aroused. You know, you're touching people in sensitive areas. So are you seeing anybody right at the moment?
So weird.
Like whatever.
Late night different strokes for different folks. Whatever.
Don't say strokes.
Whatever works for them.
It's like a late night episode of what was that on HBO? I used to watch that.
Oh, yes.
That what sex show on
it. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Real sex.
Real sex.
Clowning.
It's just weird.
Homie, don't play that, girl.
It's a BBC. Big black clown.
It's probably tough to understand if you happen to be doing it with a mime. It's tough to understand whether they're really enjoying it or not because they can't say anything, really. So it's probably
like, is that hand movement because you want me to touch you there or because you're saying no? I'm not. We need a safe word.
Are you still stuck in the glass box? Or what, like what? All right. Well,
it's a glass case of emotion.
We are going to get to some serious stuff, allegedly. We'll get to the news coming up next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Good morning.
The news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
Worth it!
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Fake news.
At the Northeast Men's Clinic, they specialize in the sexual health of clowns. So you can reach out to them at 617-793-5000 or you can log on to northeastmensclinic.com.
Well, the House impeachment hearings closed out late yesterday. House Democrats wrapped up with their statements. Very lengthy session yesterday. California's Representative Adam Schiff argued that Donald Trump must be removed from office. We have some of his comments. It's closing yesterday.
But here, right is supposed to matter. It's what's made us the greatest nation on earth. No constitution can protect us. Right doesn't matter anymore. And you know you can't trust this president to do what's right for this country.
They're getting real bored in there. Yeah. There's a couple congressmen that have been like dipping through the whole thing.
Well, they got to stay awake.
Notice you dipped for the whole show.
that's his routine.
Yeah,
Ken.
That is
how
my
dare
routine.
You.
I keep trying to give it up, but I just can't give it up. I mean, they're going to force me into giving it up because
it's not going to be available.
Well, the 16-year-olders are going to vote on it and let say that.
Did you
say
the 16-year-olders?
Yes. I got to vote on it. I got to vote on it.
What's wrong with saying 16-year-olders?
Well, you know, Danielle's grammar class over here.
Yeah, I am.
I know. She,
the more you know.
Your grammar just drives her. It drives her bonkers.
It amazes me that her family's from East Boston.
Because I didn't go to East Boston schools.
Yeah,
I went to Our Lady of the Assumption in Linfield.
It amazes me that their family's from East Boston and it's so proper talking.
She's like Dino in a different body.
More mild or milder.
How dare you? I would never leave a microwave door open in the canteen. You know, the Super Bowl's coming up, and there's a teenager from New York who has petitioned the NFL to move the Super Bowl from Sunday to Saturday, this old debate, so more kids could watch it.
I like it's, it. Oh, so kids can watch
it? So kids
can watch
it.
Well, it's a good idea for people who have to go to work the next day. I mean, don't you think? Or
make the next day a holiday.
Yeah, but that's never going to happen.
Okay, then move it to Saturday. I'm with you. Saturday works
for me.
They'll lose too much money.
I argue this every single time this conversation comes up. There are a lot of people that are not able to travel to the Super Bowl destination city until Friday. You have people that go in Thursday, Wednesday, whatever. But a lot of people don't go in until Friday. That means Friday parties, Saturday activities, Saturday parties, Sunday activities, and game. If you move the game to Saturday, you're effectively going to lose an entire day of revenue for the host city.
Well, yeah, you're right. You'd have to move Gronk Beach.
Yes.
That would be a real problem.
That would be a travesty.
You guys ready for the first Gronk Beach party ever?
Because, all right, you're only getting one day to party if you're going down. Because most people go down there Thursday.
Right. But you're still going to lose a day.
Right. You know, Thursday or Friday, they want to get their party Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and come back Monday.
I feel like Gronk Beach is going to be a ghost town this year because there's no Patriots fans. I think they were
Flo
Rida there. Flo Rida, and who else is there? Somebody else there.
Oh, I think it's a pretty good idea, though. Although I think that, like, in communities, I think the bars and the restaurants theoretically get an extra bump from a Sunday night or something.
Mm-hmm.
For people who go out. But do most people go out for the Super Bowl or do they stay
in
a house party?
Yeah, they have Super Bowl parties.
Right. Yeah.
But there will be like certain bars that will probably do Super Bowl parties and things of that nature. But I would say that, you know, most people are doing it. Why can't you make Monday the holiday after the Super Bowl?
We don't make holidays in this country based on televised sporting events.
We should.
That's why, Wiggy. I mean, I'm not in charge of that. I don't see it happening.
Well, you know what? What's the holiday in February? Isn't there a holiday in February
that
falls on?
When's that fall on a Monday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So maybe you can combine the two? No, you could push the Super Bowl back to the Sunday before President's Day.
So bump up the season or start the season later.
Mm. Or add an extra week or an extra playoff team.
Well, that's what they want to do anyway. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. That's my thing, because that's why they want the extra game to bump it out so the Super Bowl falls on the Sunday before President's Day. Therefore, you get the holiday Monday.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
That's the argument. Yeah, argument for the extra week of play.
That works.
What about this texter says they could just solve the whole problem by starting the Super Bowl at 4:30 instead of 6:30 or 7:30.
Yeah, it don't matter, though, when you start it.
That kills prime time.
TV will never let that happen.
But it's just more about, because then it's after the Super Bowl. If your team is in it, you win, you party. If your team loses, you drink. So either way, Monday, you're like, I don't want to go to work. I like move it back till President's Day.
This is Ed from my adopted home continent of Maine. By the way, old show listeners, when we were on AAF, we'll appreciate this. Maybe not the new people, but I got a photo sent to me yesterday of footprints in the snow leading to my my shack in Maine.
Is the squatter back?
I hope the squatter is not back. I had a squatter during the winter in the old.
You got to booby trap your place like some of those doomsday people.
Oh, maybe I should booby trap. I never thought about that. What's that, Ed?
There was a booby trap up here. A guy set and he shot himself.
They're not the brightest.
So what?
America's finest. Hey, what? Look, move the game to 4 o'clock. Is that a big? Then you get the Saturday revenue, and then you don't have to go to bed at 1 a.m.
Well, I don't know. See, Ken says that you lose prime time when it comes to that,
and the networks.
But it doesn't matter because the ratings would still be the same if you did it at 4 o'clock. It doesn't matter. I mean, I
think it's the next day. Having to go to work, so even if you put it at 4 o'clock,
people still are going to get
hammered. People are still going to get hammered, and they're still going to get trashed. It's about having the next day off.
Right, they're not going to sober up earlier.
Right.
Well, what if LB is squatting on your place in Maine?
Listen, that's a whole other kind of squatting. You know, we don't have time to get into that.
If it's him, he can stay there.
Hell dog.
I'm saying goodbye.
As long as he flushes the toilet.
I'm laid up, kid. I'm being Maine. Anski's in Florida with the Outlaws. Wilster.
LB's living the retired life.
He's living a good life.
He's doing all right. I talked to him the other day.
You talked to him the other day. He's doing well.
So is Delonte West.
Yeah.
Ken.
Jeez. Ken. My Lord.
He wouldn't say that if LB was sitting right. He should have LB in some time.
Yeah. I've asked LB. I asked him.
Have him in some time. They always say stuff. I noticed the two the songbirds back there.
Yeah.
About the governor and the mayor and this and that. As soon as they're sitting right here in the chair, right?
Oh, yeah, nothing.
They're like two church mouses back there. Mm-hmm. It's like, what?
Two church mouses.
It's like, speak up.
Yeah.
It's like all of a sudden, I can't speak today.
It's like beer muscles.
Yeah.
Gronk and I almost had it out because you threw me under the bus in front of him.
No, Gronk said something, and then you looked at it, and you went, my mic doesn't work.
You would say, hey, LB, Ken has an issue with blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, who's Ken?
I built this organization.
What are you talking?
A lot of people point out the similarities between Wiggy and LB.
Correct. There are
many. That you guys are, listen, which is, it's good company.
I've hung out with LB before.
Yeah.
I think he's a great guy.
He's the best.
He works for me.
Buddy.
He's the best. All right. What else is going on, Danielle?
Well, how about this dope in Britain who wants to use koala fur to raise money for the wildfires in Australia? This is like a logic loop that didn't get closed somewhere along the line. He's a businessman, Ryan Mark Parsons. I think he was on Celebrity Apprentice UK, and he has suggested taking the fur from koalas who have died from burning to death or smoke inhalation, transforming it into scarves, and then selling it to the one percenters to raise money for the wildfires.
Oh, maybe they could make a new coat for Dan Kraft after what happened at Davos.
Yes.
Oh,
Casimir,
just dumped that.
You're fine.
Well, I like that. Koala scoffs.
Thought you were briefed on that.
He's debriefed. He said the animals are dead, and if we can use the fur to raise money to save other animals, I don't see why that's an issue. I think he had previously worked for Harrods department store in Britain, and he said that he knew that there was a demand for such a product and knew that there were regulations inherent in producing and selling it, but he felt like he could triumph over all of that and get koala scarves made.
Probably too soon.
Probably.
I like it. I think koala scarves would be a big hit in the hip-hop community.
Have you, we don't have time right now, but have you paid any attention to the eerie similarities between what is going on with the coronavirus and a certain film? What? Well, because Wiggy's such a movie guy.
Yeah.
What is the coronavirus?
That's the...
So what? You get after you drink
too much
beer.
You haven't heard anything about the coronavirus?
Yeah, not really. Not really. This is new to me. I heard you talking about it briefly.
Yeah.
And then... But I didn't really get the... I didn't hear what exactly the coronavirus is.
It's an outbreak in China. We now have, here in the United States, our third individual who has been diagnosed with it. It started because... one person decided to eat some bat soup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, have you ever had bat soup?
Nope. I won't touch bat soup.
You sure?
I'm not a bat soup.
Let me just tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't lived until you've tried the bat bisque.
I don't eat any.
The bisque is better than the soup.
The bisque.
Because of the cream.
Does it have bits? Bat bits in the bisque?
It's got croutons.
Have you ate bat soup?
No, I never ate bat soup.
You nailed it with this comparison, though. I think with yesterday with this movie.
Yeah, I did. Yes,
you
I did.
You
yeah,
called. Yeah, you called
but
it. Kid.
Anyway, Wiggy, we now have. They have these. Have you seen the videos that China was trying to hide?
Oh, yeah.
Of the people that are passing out in the streets,
it's terrifying.
Like falling.
Terrifying.
They say that China says that 25 people have died from it. Is that the number?
Let me see. Let me get the update.
I guarantee you that China is completely lying about this.
Of course they are.
There's no way that we are getting accurate information out of that communist regime over there.
As of overnight updates, the number of cases of patients infected with coronavirus has gone up to 830, while the death toll has risen to 26, according to the National Health Commission.
They're not cleaning the bats before they cook them in the soup.
Well, the bats have.
I don't think cleaning them is going to help with zoonotic diseases.
Yeah, no, it's like a disease that the bat has. Well, it's like you're basically creating a disease broth. And then you're
it's like a hot tub. DNA broth.
Yeah, it is. It's like a hot tub.
Like a swingers hot tub?
It's like a hot tub at the Holiday Inn.
They are building
no disrespect to the Holiday Inn people if they're listening.
China is building a new 1,000 bed hospital to treat victims of the coronavirus. So they actually have to build a hospital.
So only 25 people have died.
Yep.
But they're building a hospital for 1,000.
Yeah. Well, Stanley Stisgrammy was showing me before the show. There's pictures of like dead bodies in hospitals that they're claiming are unreported.
Yeah,
literally unreported.
It's like Chernobyl. I mean, it's very similar.
That's what you get feeding bat soup.
Like you didn't get the accurate information on Chernobyl until decades later.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just, honestly, there's three people here that have been diagnosed with
it. Yeah, I think the latest was maybe a Texas A&M student or a Texas college student somewhere, I think was the latest
student at Texas A&M University being treated for bat soup coronavirus.
This is a mess for the Lunar New Year on Saturday. Jeez.
Nobody can celebrate. I think a lot of people have canceled probably their trip to celebrate the Chinese
New Year. And you're comparing it to a movie?
It bears a striking resemblance to the plot of a certain movie.
Yeah, it's very similar.
I bet I know what that movie is, and I don't even know. I haven't even heard you say it.
All right, go ahead.
World War Z.
No.
Damn.
Not even close. Not even a little.
28 days later.
No. Hold on a second. This is Mike in the car. What's up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, lady and gentlemen.
Hello.
I love it when Wiggy, I love it when you're on the show, man. It's like two versions of English. There's the King's English, and then there's Wiggy's English.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let's see. Church mouses, have you ever ate?
Thank you.
That's just in the last 10 minutes. But anyways, the whole thing with this whole coronavirus thing, man, like, it seems like every couple of years, the media just comes up with the next epidemics that are going to kill us all. First, it was the bird flu, then swine flu, then SARS, and mad cow disease.
Ebola.
And I don't know.
Ebola.
And we're all going to die eventually.
But Mike, this doesn't scare you at all. The reason, I'll tell you why it scares me, because A, the Chinese government is not honest with anyone in the world about anything. So
okay, great. I'll agree with you. I'll agree with you on that one. But let me just counter real quickly.
What can I give? I didn't even get to give you my B. B.
Okay, go ahead. B.
B. Nobody can tell anybody in that government in that communist regime that they need to shut their country down. That they need to, put a quarantine in place. Nobody can tell. So it's just going to rage out of control over there and spread around the world. And it's like the Black Plague. You know what I mean?
Remember the SARS, I'll use epidemic loosely, a couple years ago?
Yeah.
And everybody was freaking out and how it ravaged Southeast Asia. And it did, don't get me wrong. There were a lot of deaths because of SARS. But that's also because of proximity and population. But the thing is, the mortality rate on SARS was actually the exact same as the mortality rate for the common flu, and it affected the two groups that are most likely to die from the common flu, which is the elderly and children. So all I'm saying is that you guys just said 800-something cases, 27 deaths. Do we know the demographic of the people who have died?
You're saying it's old people, right? You're saying
it's probably old people and kids. Two vulnerable groups to the common flu.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the video, it doesn't seem like it's senior citizens that are passing out in the streets.
Yeah, but I'm with Mike on that one. It's like the mosquito, what is that, where we always had the
Triple E?
Yeah, it's like Triple E. I mean, everybody's panicking, Triple E, Ebola, all this stuff.
Yeah.
You have a good immune system.
Little update from Time Magazine on what Mike was saying. So, of the 26 deaths, the youngest patient was 36 years old. They say that that patient was not reported to have any prior medical conditions. In many of the other deaths, health officials did report pre-existing conditions such as diabetes, hypertension, and pulmonary infection, and they say that most of those victims were between the ages of 65 and 80. So. Right.
Here's a conspiracy person who's texting in from Rhode Island and says, you need to delve into Bill Gates.
That's a QAnon, but, like, anti-vaxxer. I don't even know if that's real. Is that real?
I don't know what it is.
So there's this theory that's being floated that Bill Gates and this institute are behind. They have the patent for the virology patent for the coronavirus. And that that's where it originated, not from the snakes and the bats.
In the laboratory.
In the laboratory.
Did somebody, like, knock over a beaker or something?
Allegedly.
Okay.
And they have the cure for it, but they don't want to. They want us to keep paying millions and millions of dollars.
Something along those lines. So there, it's the story.
Because Bill Gates needs more money. Well, yeah. What is he running out?
Yes. He's
only
donated
got $40 billion left.
That's correct.
I don't buy into that stuff.
Jordan Sather is, I think, the YouTuber that started kind of propagating this theory.
Did you know that in 1720, we have to check the veracity of this. Mm-hmm. In 1720, 1820, 1920, and now 2020, the world was besieged by either a plague or an epidemic.
Yeah, in 1720, it was the plague. Mm-hmm. In 1820, it was a cholera outbreak. In 1920, it was the bubonic plague. And now, coronavirus.
Wow.
Mm. Dun, dun, dun!
Wow. So, Corona's taking over the Triple E virus now. Uh-huh. Oh, man. You're one of those, like, you worry about the what are they called, irrational fear people, yeah, where you all of a sudden
irrational fears.
Like, oh my God, I'm gonna get the coronavirus.
This is the best day.
Well, I had some soup. I think I got the coronavirus.
I want to get my 4-week badge on Peloton before I'm taken out by the coronavirus. Hold on a second. This is Dan from New Hampshire. Yes, Dan.
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
What's up?
I just want to talk more about that coronavirus thing, but it sounds like you guys kind of caught on to the fact that it was created in a lab back in 2015.
I'm where are you getting this from? The internet.
Well, I actually read the U.S. patent on the patent website, but I forget the number. I'm driving right now, so okay. I can't really get it either. But
so
it's an actual U.S. patent.
It was created in a lab, and now it has been released into the populace. Is that essentially what the conspiracy theory is, Dan?
I don't know much about the releasing it into the populace, but more about, I read the patent, and it was created in order to counteract the IBV or IB disease. I forget what that stood for, but those are the two things that it was created to try to counteract whenever it was injected, but... Well, somehow it made it out into the populace, I guess.
All right.
I believe that's like a patient zero who works at the lab, you know, and all of a sudden, somehow it gets ingested in them, and then...
Well, they fire up the Bunsen burner.
Something, your next
put
thing
the goggles
know,
on, and...
They go home, kiss their husband, and...
All of a sudden, the disease is spreading rampantly.
The patents that people are sharing from 2015 are... both for previous viruses. One is for an avian infectious bronchitis virus and another one for SARS. Mm-hmm. They're all in the coronavirus family, but according to statements online, this coronavirus is not the same one that is in those patents, allegedly.
There you go.
Put your tinfoil hat on.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because a 508 texter says that Lyme disease was also created in a lab.
I believe it.
You believe that?
I believe a lot of these.
Why are they
the Bunsen burner?
Why are they creating these diseases in
Well, they're probably trying to come up with like vaccines for other diseases, right? To counter that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that's probably how they create these.
It was a book that was written by Chris Newby, who is a Stanford University science writer, who also was a senior producer on a Lyme disease documentary titled Under Our Skin, and he wrote a book called Bitten, The Secret History of Lyme Disease and Biological Weapons. And in the book, he writes that in 1953, biological warfare laboratories at Fort Detrick created a program investing ways to spread personnel agents via arthropods like ants, insects and crustaceans.
Yeah. Oh, a little henny and honey to get rid of all that coronavirus.
Oh, yep. Hey. Hey.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah, that's all you need.
Well, how about we stop? First thing we should do is stop consuming the bat soup.
Well, that would be
yeah,
number
I mean,
one.
Yeah. Take that off this 86 then.
Go for the Campbell's tomato. The tomato bisque.
Some French onion.
I love French onion.
I mentioned the bisque.
Love French onion soup.
Less of the onion part, more of the bread cheese part.
Yes. Yes.
I had the most. I sampled, you know, I'm on a diet.
Where's the best French onion soup?
Are you still sticking to the 2,500 calories?
I am.
Calories?
Yes. I'll tell you how many calories French onion soup is so I can enjoy one.
But I had a little bite, just one bite of appetizer yesterday from Ocean Prime.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it was this shrimp thing that has shrimp in like kind of a wine cream sauce. But then it has giant hunks of cheesy bread cooked to a crisp that one would dip into the shrimp sauce.
Ocean Prime's corn is amazing.
Yes.
What's so great about it?
I don't know what it is, but it is amazing.
And my
wife loves their cake there. They have some type of pound cake or something.
The butter cake?
Yes.
Well, everybody has butter cake. We should do, honestly, our next blind food taste test challenge should be steakhouse butter cake.
Yeah, we need a butter cake bracket.
I think Del Frisco's is the best. But
it's excellent.
A cream corn, something corn. It's amazing.
Cream, everybody has cream corn.
Not like Ocean Prime, man. It's not the same. You can't say. It's like everybody has meatballs, but not like Strega meatballs.
Right.
There is just something about they do with this corn that it make you want to slap your mama corn.
Oh, nice.
That's when you know you got good corn.
Yes.
I'm sorry, mama, but I got to slap you.
Where did you say the French onion, the best French onion
No,
was?
I was asking you where.
Well, Capital Grill has a really good one.
Okay, yes. I like Capital Grills.
But Greg likes fewer onions, more bread and cheese.
Yes, I just said that.
320 calories on my Lose It app if I was going to get a bowl of French onion soup.
Hello, Joe.
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up, Joe?
We should stay away from the bad soup. Coronavirus and stick to the moose soup.
Yeah. Moose soup, yeah.
And everything.
We played the moose soup and everything drop yesterday on the show, but it was late.
Yeah. You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
There she is.
Oh, man.
That's the moose soup lady. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Sam?
So the reason that these diseases are created in labs is because they're recreated in labs so they can find cures to these things. They're not genetically made in a lab to infect the public. They're there to create cures to help the public.
Yep. That's what I just said.
But then you end up with one that gets away or something.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
All of a sudden, someone drops a beaker at BU and we're all screwed.
You'd think one of these get away and turn somebody into like a superhero, like Spider-Man or something.
Right? Why is it always negative?
That's what Hello. I want to know.
What the hell?
Hello, Paul.
Hey, morning, you guys.
What's up, Paul?
Hey, Wiggy, so you go into that corn. So the founder of Del Frisco's, the guy's name is Brad Whitmore. He has a restaurant called Texas down in Richardson. Mm-hmm. That corn you're talking about, it's there, and it's incredible.
Yep.
But going back to the virus.
Paul.
Yeah.
The guy's name is Del. Yeah. The guy's name is Del.
Oh, Del. I'm sorry, Del. Yeah,
I mean it's in the name of the frigging restaurant.
Well, you don't know if there's his last name.
I always thought it was a last name.
Del is his name. Yeah,
go ahead. Yeah, but the founder since sold the franchise off.
Yeah.
In his 80s. Anyway, back to the virus. They shut down two cities over there. You know, I don't know how big they are.
We talked about it.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
I think they've shut down like 10 now.
Yeah. No, the guy Del lost the whole Del Frisco's thing in his divorce.
Oh. I thought Del Frisco was the last name.
The ex-wife had it.
I thought it was like Tony Del Frisco.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
The missus got the whole
thing. Or Gino Del Frisco.
She got the whole thing.
That sounds like one of your buddies. Gino Del Frisco. I'm going to meet you down Meridian Market. Call Carlo Caponegro.
I got this new corn. Hey, Gino, where'd you get the corn from?
Wiggy, have you ever tried bat corn chowder?
No.
I'm not with the exotic food, man.
I stay away from the exotic food.
Well, yeah, you should. You know. Obviously.
My grandmother used to make tripe, and I wanted to kill myself.
Is that not the nastiest smell? I mentioned this yesterday. God. Boiling tripe, clear the whole neighborhood.
That and my wife's family does the chitlins, and it's
nasty. Oof. The smell is nasty. It's like cooking liver.
All right.
Good morning. How's your breakfast sandwich?
Some people love tripe, though.
I know. My grandfather made it like every 2 weeks.
Love it.
Hey, the issue wasn't cooking the cat. I mean, who amongst us haven't done that?
A texter wants to know if we are doing a live broadcast on Marathon Monday this year, and we are, but I don't know where it is. But we are having the Greg Hill Foundation annual Boston Marathon party at the Capitol Grill, so we'll sell tickets to that soon enough.
And let me tell you, like I warned you with the cornhole tournament, when these tickets go on sale, you want to get them.
Yeah, it sells out.
It sells out immediately, but it is the best vantage point because it's at the final turn before the finish line,
yes.
Hereford to Boylston.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's a great view. The food is great. The people are great. The drinks are great. Hmm. It is worth the price of admission over and over again.
Can I also, as long as we're plugging things that are foundation related, can I mention that I might not be here Monday because I'm doing the CrossFit Challenge thing with Ninkovich this weekend?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah. Oof. So
it's not a recharge day.
No, not for Greg. No days off, Wiggy.
I'm not recharging batteries.
Well, he just had MLK day off. So.
I'm not recharging like Curtis is.
The Chris Curtis battery level is currently at 17%.
Hi, it's WEEI's Chris Curtis.
Please put back on charger.
But we're doing it at CrossFit in Marshfield on Sunday.
Hmm.
And then we're going to a brewery down there afterwards. But
yes.
Can you look up the name of that?
Because
I can't remember what the name of the place is.
But you
can come and hang out. This is Dimitri. Hello, Dimitri.
Hi, yes.
What's up?
I'm calling because Mr. Wiggins forgot his debit card at the Drippy Faucet Gentleman's Club, and he needs to get it back because he owes a big, hefty tip.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Now, if you know me, when I go to a strip club, it's just cashola only.
Oh, it's cash only?
That's it. Make it rain.
Untraceable.
Nobody goes there with a debit card.
This is Joe from Connecticut. Hello, Joe.
Hey, good morning. Just wanted to put it into perspective for you guys. The two cities that they shut down in China, I think I read it was a total of 36 million people. Just to give you an idea, Boston's only got like 680,000 in it. So it'd be a lot of Bostons that would have to, you know, shut down to try to get a hold of this thing. Wiggy, when are we going to get your Super Bowl prediction? Next Friday?
Before the game.
Okay, you can't
do
it now.
No, you get before the game.
Yeah.
But you got to stay away from that exotic food, man. That's where all that stuff comes from.
Well, one of those cities is where they were serving the bat parm. And it was...
I'm not eating
fried
roaches.
By the way,
crickets. None of that.
The buffalo bat wings, not very filling.
But I do like the buffalo chicken dip.
You know
what has a good buffalo chicken dip?
Who?
Is Cask and Flagon.
Really?
Put it in a nice bread bowl.
Oh, in a bread bowl?
Yes.
Oh, boy. That's not, you're going to exceed your 2,500 calorie per day
limit. I'm just giving you places.
All right. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.